This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So if the answer to the question is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him, why is it that we're only going to worship Him for about 70 years of our life and then after that there's no more worship anymore, right? No more salah, no more hajj, no more jihad, no more sadaqah, no more tahajjud, no more siyam, no more qiyam. Where is it? If it is indeed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us just to worship Him, why is it that worship is only for 70 years of our life in this dunya? Whereas each and every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us eternal life, either in Jannah or in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us because He wants us to go to Jannah and be with Him in Jannah. That's why He created us. If He created us really for ibadah, and that was the ultimate purpose, ultimate total purpose. Yes, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ True. If that was the ultimate purpose of why Allah azza wa jalla created us, why is it that we don't continue on praying in Jannah? Why is it that there is no more hajj, and there's no more jihad, and there's no more fasting, there's no more sadaqah, there's no more hard work in Jannah? Why? Why, ya ikhwa? Because the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for Jannah. Allah loves us so much that He loves His creation so much He wants to be with us for an eternity in Jannah. That's the reason He created us. That's the reason He created Jannah. That's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this dunya so that we can earn that Jannah inshallah and be with Him. Wallahi, when you ponder about this and the meaning of this, as the scholars of Islam say, when you ponder about the meaning of why Allah created you, and it's not just about ibadah, when you ponder and you really come to the conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to be in Jannah with Him, you are filled with an amazing wisdom. And that wisdom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must want this for us and must truly love us so much that He has created this and He's decreed this. This is the reason why Allah created us. He doesn't want us to go anywhere else but to a place where He will be with us, and that is Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation not to punish it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us so that He could send us to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us so that He could be happy by punishing His own creation that He created and that He loves more than anything else. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more than our own parents. Until Sufyan al-Thawri even said, and you know this statement, I love quoting it all the time. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he said, I would rather have Allah as my judge on the day of judgment than my own parents. Why? Because I know Allah loves me more than my own parents. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that we could be in Jannah with Him. And that is why, the most beautiful thing about being a believer is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beautiful and sweetest thing about Islam and about learning Islam and that iman, having iman in your heart, is that you truly understand the greatest wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's af'al and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's actions. And the greatest of His action is the khalqul insan, is the creation of insan. That Allah created us so that He can be with us in Jannah for an eternity of pleasure and na'im and blessing. And that itself, us thanking Allah for that and being with Allah and saying, thank you, Ya Rahman, thank you, Ya Aziz al-Ghaffar, Ya Jabbar, Ya Qawi, Ya Aziz, Ya Mateen, Ya Wadud. Just thanking Him, that itself is the ibadah. That is the ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That we in happiness and thankfulness thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. And that is why there is no more salah. And there is no more zakat and hajj and jihad and fighting and difficulty and hardship. No more. None of that in Jannah. Only thank you, Ya Rab. Thank you, Ya Rab. And that is the ibadah.